All right, so we're taking up the question, did it a few years ago, but the question of the how many boy pir gefens are required for the four kosos, right? That's the question that the Rishonim are working with. So the Rif has a long explanation here. So he says like this. It's basically on the top of Chaf Dal, Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is talking about Zugos, right? The Gemara is talking about Zugos, and it says how did the Rabbanan institute something with Zugos? Like the Meiri says, that was a frightening thing to people. So why would they institute something in a derech that is going to be is going to cause a certain amount of discomfort to the people. You ever see that Meiri? He goes through that over there. He held it wasn't not that they held it was real, but that they held it was a commonly held belief, and they shouldn't do something that's going to frighten people. So that's why the Gemara gives several answers, but the last answer that the Rif focuses on is Ravina. Ravina Omar, Arbakasi Takina Rabbonon, Derecheres, Kol Chad V'Chad, Mitzvah Ba'ape Nafshehu. So he says, why is it not a problem? Because each one was given their four kosos, and they were Misakin four kosos Derecheres, and each one is a mitzvah by itself. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah ba'apei nafshehu. And Rashi says, therefore, ein mitzdarfin zeh lezeh. So that's why there's no zugos problems. Because in order to have a pair, you have to be able to add. But if it's just each one is independent, each one is a separate thing, then there's no addition. Okay? Then there's no addition. So the Rif takes this idea and he says, that's the question. The question is, we'll have to see, but the question is, does this statement of Ravina have anything to do with what he holds about the bracha? Or is he just... something he's quoting, and then the bracha is a separate question. You see, the Ramban holds is really, it really contains the idea that he wants to express. But the Rif just says like this: V'omri Rava saw ho will v'kol echad v'echad mitzvah v'neatzmahu b'achina bar b'yeg ofen. Right. So it sounds like the Rif is saying, look, the Ravina says each one is its own mitzvah. That was his answer about the zugos. And the Rabbanim said, the Chachamim of his Rebbeim said that what? Since each one is considered a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, right? No, this is going off of Ravina. Since each one is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, that's why we make a bracha on each one. That's why we make a boy pir gafen on each one. Okay? But then the Rif goes into a whole long discussion that doesn't seem to have to do necessarily with that first idea of each one being its own mitzvah, right? Because then he goes into a whole raya based on the fact that there's a hefsek of Haggadah. There's a hefsek of Haggadah, of Birkas HaMazon and Halo. Right? So we have to see how they come back, how it comes back together into the original statement of Ravina, right? It doesn't seem like that. Seems like a different argument. Seems like Ravina's argument is one, whatever that may be, and the Rif's argument seems to be a different argument. That based on the Gemara and Chulin, that it's a hefsek. Doesn't matter how they're misaking it. It happens to be a hefsek. What's the difference, right? Okay. So. He basically quotes the whole Gemara and Chulin, no? That's the whole thing here, right? So let's take a look at the Gemara and Chulin. It's an interesting Gemara and Chulin. Did this Gemara? Yeah.
What?
You did the Gemara did it before?
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. So let's take the Mishnah. Pei vav amavis. Shochat mea chayos b'makom echad. Right. All right. Somebody want to read? Good. So you shechted 100 chayos. So what do you do kisui on chaya and oaf? So if a person shechted 100 chayos in one place, he does one kisui for all of them. Good. Okay, so the Tanna Kamma holds that if you shecht 100 chayos or 100 ofos or 100 chayos and ofos in the same place, all you need is one kisui afterwards for all of them. That's Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the chayos can get one kisui and the ofos can get one kisui. But he holds if you're going to shecht chayos and then go to ofos, for instance, you have to do a kisui on the chayos first. Right? Okay, so what's the question? So let's take the Gemara.
Tarabanan.
Well, let me ask a question. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're right. Go ahead. So Tarabanan. Chaya, kol mashma chaya. Bein mu'etes. What does that mean? So the pasuk says that if you tzod sayed chaya o'of, right? Chaya o'of, catch it's chaya o'of, and then you shofach es damo. Right? So then you have to do kisui. So the Gemara says, what does chaya imply? Many, it's like the word fish. Right? Sheep. Right? It's the same word for many or for one. So in other words, when it says that you were tzotzeid chaya, it means one or many, one or many, and oaf also, one or many. So therefore, from that they say, right, that if you shechted 100 in one place, all you need is one kisei for all of them. 100 birds or 100 chayos? Yeah. What does Rashi add? Hakol mashma, kol mashma chaya. Hakol mashma. It's mashma everything. Bein meruba, chayos harbe, bein muetas, achas, chaya. Okay. So what do you say about this Gemara? Is it a necessary Gemara, an unnecessary Gemara? What would you have thought? Did this mission seem strange to you, or... What's the drasha for? There's a Havamina over here. I mean, it's more than Havamina. There's really two legitimate formulations, and we just have to know which one the Torah is giving us. But there is, it's very possible to say that you'd be chayav on each chaya. Every shchiti, you'd be chayav a kisui. It's only because it says it in a way that implies many at once, that you're allowed to do one kisui for many. Otherwise, you'd have to do one kisui for each chaya. So what's the definition of here? What changed? Let's take the first case. Let's say the word was not a word that it was inclusive to many and one. Let's say it just meant chaya, meant one. Right? So I shecht one chaya, or oaf, means one bird. I shecht one bird, and I'm planning on doing a lot of more. Right? Why would I not be able to keep going and do one kisi at the end? Right? That's what we're saying. If it wasn't for the drusha, that chaya means many, and oaf means many, even though you have in mind to shecht 100 birds, you'd have to shecht, do kisei every single time. You can't say, well, look, I'll do all the kiseis at the end. Give me a break, I'll do all the kiseis at the end. It's the way that Rabbi Yehuda holds for chaya enough. Right? Why is that? Why would that be? And what is the limud telling you? That's also the question. I'm just really trying to answer. Just ask the most basic question, really. So the most basic thing to say is what? Is that that if it said chaya?
You have to do kisa in each one.
Yeah, why? You'd have to do kisa in each one. Correct.
Because it's like singular form. The word we just
But I guess what I'm thinking, what I'm trying to figure out of here is, let's say it said chaya, and I had two chayos mixed together. Is that a problem in my Maisa Kisoy, or is it just I had no right to go ahead? So Pash, this is, I just had no right to go ahead. I mean, the chiyuv is chal per chaya. That's the unit of chiyuv. It's complete. The chiyuv is complete. Right? And be like, it'd be like if I'm going to build, I'm going to build a bunch of houses. I'm going to live in all of them, whatever. So you don't say, well, you don't have to put up a mezuzah until you have all the houses ready. So you have all the, well, what is it? What is one thing to do? Each house is chayav in a mezuzah. So because I'm still building, so I mean, it's a hard example because you need to be living in it. But the point is, once there's a chiyav that's chal on the cheftz of the dam, right? Seem I have a chiyav to do it. I have no right to go further. And a chanami, if I did, of course, I don't see why you couldn't do kisui on two things at once. But I don't think it would invalidate your kisui necessarily. Maybe you'd say it does, but I think even just simpler, what right do you have to push off the mitzvah? What right do you have to push off the mitzvah? It's like we say, it's like a principle. It's a principle that we say. What's the principle? We say two principles. What is it called? Ushmartem es mitzvos. Right? Mitzvah bo b'yodcha al tach mitzana. You have a mitzvah that comes to your hand, you don't let it sit. So the mitzvah is here. What right do you have to go and do something else? And we say also, einos and mitzvahs chavios chavios. You don't try to lump up the mitzvahs and do them all at once. So if the mitzvah was formulated in terms of dam shel chaya, each dam shel chaya and each dam shel of, so the full structure of the mitzvah is complete. The full mechayev is in place. The full chiyuv is chal. So you have no right to just say, I'm busy doing other stuff now, I don't want to do that kisa now. I'll let all the chiyuvim be, I'll rack up 100 separate chiyuvim, and then I will do them all in one maisa. That's not right. So the drasha really changes things dramatically, right? I mean, the drasha is really saying that there's one chiyuv now on all of the chayos. No? Right, that's the pshat. The semantics of the pasuk is defining the very mitzvah. So if the semantics was a singular animal, chaya and oaf was a singular animal, then if I had two chayos, I would have two separate mitzvos. That's it. I have two separate mitzvos. And once one is chal, what right do I have to go to the next one? What right do I have to push it off? But the drasha is interesting. I mean, how this is, we have to think about it. But the drasha is saying that what? The kisui hadam relates to all the chayos as one entity. All the dam chayos as one entity. You're not doing five mitzvahs. You're not doing 100 mitzvahs at once. You're just being mekayim that one, the one pasuk. Right? Chaya. You wouldn't make a bracha like when if you tovel two kelim, you say al tevilas kelim. One kelim, one kli, you say al tevilas kelim. You wouldn't have any different semantics by the kisa yadam. It's not any different. So what? How is that so? I mean, if I shechted one and I stopped, I'd be chayiv. And now the fact that I think I'm going to do more, it's interesting. Now the fact that I think I'm going to do more changes the whole situation. In other words, now that it's open to this idea of chaya being many chayos, So when I go when I'm about to, when I do my one shechita, apparently, and I have in mind to do more, right? So now what? Where are we halachically speaking? Is no chiyuv chal at that point? Or, no, at some point the chiyuv is chal, right? When you stop shechting, the chiyuv is definitely chal. But how does it work in between? It's interesting. I'm just curious about that. How does it work in between? So it's very nice you have this idea that chaya is mashma many chayas. Right? But it's also mashma one. So I shechted one. Were I to stop, I would definitely be chayav to do kisei at that moment. If that were my last one, I would definitely be chayav at that moment. So what happens when I decide to shecht another one? Is it the chiyuv not chal? Am I pushing off the chiyuv for a little longer? I'm just curious. How could we say that? So you could say that once I say that if I had ideas of chaya as an independent chefza, each dam chaya and each dam oaf, so then if I would have two, it would simply be one and one, right? But now the Torah is speaking in terms of generic chaya, means the generic chaya, many chayos. So then I can say that the entity of dam shel chaya is subject to shear, right? And when I have my shear of dam chaya, when I finish the shear of dam chaya, then the chiyuv kicks in. So as long as it's known as the frame, the way that it's formulated means that it's not formulated in entities of animal. Right? It's not formulated by the entities of the animal. So then it would be fixed. Every animal, its dam would be chayav in a kisui when it's finished. But it's not in terms of the animal, right? It's in terms of the dam itself. So I can now be marbe, and I can increase the shear of the dam. I could say, why don't I have to do shechita right now? Because I'm still being shofech dam. It's like I don't do the kisei in the middle. I don't do the kisei when one half of the dam falls on the ground. I don't have to stop in the middle and do kisei as every second the dam accumulates, because it's subject to an increase of magnitude. So Pashtus, you'll say, once it's formulated like that, then as long as I have in mind to keep doing shechita, I'm still just considered to be adding to the dam. And when the dam is complete, when I can say in the past tense, v'shofach es damo, that all the dam was spilled, then I'm chayv in the kisei. Right? But the point is, if it was defined per cheftza, then you wouldn't be able to be marba like that. Okay. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds by chaya and oaf. That's his shita. He holds whatever. We don't have to go through the drushes right now, but he holds that the difference is that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. The Tana Kam holds all dam is the same. He holds dam shel chaya is one entity and dam shel oaf is another entity. So if you go from chaya to oaf, you have to you finished. You finished something. The point is, did you finish something or not? If just like we're generalizing dam shel chaya to include chayas 1 through 100, so that means we're not finished with the dam. The dam is not finished. So too, if you generalize dam higher, right, to include chaya and oaf, you wouldn't be finished until the end of the ofos. But Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you generalize above the individual, but not from min to min. So therefore, between the minim, you have to do kisei. Yeah. Right, so the question is, there was one hava min in the Gemara that maybe would have to be both. Chaya and oaf would only be chayav and kisei. But like we're saying, we're talking a few minutes ago, that all of these things are because of certain primitive practices surrounding dam. So maybe that was the only way that they did it. I mean, that would be the nav. If they only did it with two chaya and oaf, then that would be the love. So it's possible to express it that way. But that's what it would mean if it was expressed that way. That is really that was the practice, like a shatnez type of thing or a basa b'cholof. Ram says that was a practice. But this goes on today. I don't know if you're aware of this. I mean, people are still into the dam of Achaya. I mean, I've heard of this many times. It's some sort of a tradition that when people kill a deer or something, for the first time, they drink the blood. Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to.
And there's a feeling that you get the power of the animal. You know, that's all that, like the Indians, the American Indians. So anyway, so we cover the dam. So now back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is like this. This is the strange statement. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Moda Haya Rabbi Yehuda Linyan Bracha, She'eno Mevarech Ela Bracha Achas. Yeah. That what? Linyan Bracha, Rashi's careful over here. Al HaShchita, Ein Tzarech Levarech Achar Kisei. Interesting Rashi. That what? So what's the guy doing? Let's get the Seder Yom here. So he gets up in the morning, right? Goes to 7:45 minyan. He gets there at 7:58, whatever it is. And Baruch is 7:55. That's it. So he has his 100 ofos and his 100 chayos, right? What do you do, the chayos first? So he makes what? He does what? What's the first thing he does? Makes the bracha on the shechita, right? And then he shechts the 100 chayos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Then he stops, and he makes a bracha on the kisui, right? Makes a bracha on the kisui. Stops and makes a bracha on the kisui. And then he goes back, and then he goes to shechting the ofos. And then he does a kisui on the ofos. So that's what I'm telling you. Rashi's interesting. So Rashi says that Ravina is saying he doesn't need a new bracha for the shechita of the ofos, right? Even though he needs to stop the shechita to do the kisui of the chayos, right? But the bracha he made for the shechita of the chayos will still count for the shechita of the ofos, even though he had to stop and do kisui. That's the crux of this sugya, right? That's the crux of the sugya. I mean, that's what the Rif is trying to analogize to Haggadah. I mean, you make a bracha on the Bar Bi Gafen. Yeah, you make a Bar Gafen, and then you do other stuff, and then you have another kos. So a similar kind of thing. You have shechita, do something else, and you have more shechita, right? So so that's what Ravina says. Now Avi's making a good observation. What about the second kisui? What about the second kisui? Rashi doesn't say. Mustava, that what? It would be one bracha too. That the kisui, right? Stavi, right? Okay. But let me ask you a separate question. Let me ask you a simpler question. What about each chaya he shechs? Why is it so pasha? He doesn't need another. Doesn't? Why is it so pasha? The basic idea that you're going to do 100 chayos. It's 100 separate things. 100 separate mitzvos. Why is that so pashut that you just do one bracha for all of them? It is pashut. That's what, I mean, there's no question about that. Put up 10 mezuzahs, you make one bracha. Right? Tovel 10 kelim, you make one bracha. But I'm just curious, why is that pashut? Why is that pashut? Why you say... What? Why you say... Why don't you say... each one requires a bracha. And what? And each mitzvah is a hefsek between the bracha and the other mitzvah. Or, I don't really know, what do you say? There's two ways to look at this.
Is the bracha like a matin?
So you want to see an interesting Gemara? Want to see an interesting Gemara? I'll show you an interesting Gemara. Interesting Gemara in Sukkah. A what? Oh, something stained in there. Interesting Gemara in Sukkah. I don't know if we all did this together or not, but Gemara says like this. I think it's on Mem something or other. Hold on. Here, Mem Vav and Alf. At the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Hayu lefan of mitzvos harbe. You have in front of you many mitzvos. So Rashi says. Lito lulav leishev basuko laniach tefillin ulesatev patzitzis. Remember this one? So a guy is going to do four things. He's about to pick up the lulav, sit in the sukkah, put on his tefillin, and wrap himself in his tzitzis. Okay. Omer, Baruch, Asher, Kiddushanu, B'mesos, V'tzivanu, Ala Mitzvos. V'yotzi Yidei Kulon. All he has to do is say, Ala Mitzvos, and he'll do all of them. Omar, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, and this is the way we hold, Mivarech HaKol Achas V'Achas B'Shnei Atzma. Can't do that. You have to make a bracha on each one. Why, though? Omar, Rebbe Zeir, Ravitim, Rebbe Chanina, Bar Papa, Hilchasek, Rebbe Yehuda. V'Omar, Rebbe Zeir, Ravitim, Rebbe Chanina, Bar Papa, my time with Rebbe Yehuda, Dichsiv, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Right, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom every day. V'chi b'yom b'varchanoso b'layla ein b'varchanoso. So what does that mean? Just in the daytime, not nighttime. Ella b'lom elcha. V'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein birchosav. Every day you have to give him me'ein birchosav. So Rashi says, shel Shabbos me'ein Shabbos, shel chol me'ein shel chol, shel yom tov me'ein shel yom tov. Hamaoros. So that means yamaskir and tefillah. Shabbos, you know, you don't just have one tefillah for every day. It has to be specific to the shevach of the day. So if it's Shabbos, you have to have a bracha about Shabbos. Yom Tov, bracha about Yom Tov. That's the Me'ein Ha'ma'ora. That's called Me'ein Ha'ma'ora. Hachanami, b'chol davar v'davar, tein lo me'ein b'chosov. So it's not that it won't work. It's not that halachically it's not applicable. It's not that it's halachically, technically invalid. It's lacking in Shevach. So you see that what? That there's really some reason there's no problem at all. Even though I have four different mitzvos completely, somehow it's not technically a problem to say Allah mitzvos and then do them one after the other. The only problem is it's lacking in Shevach because you should give a Shevach on each one. Right? Okay, so now we understand that now we have the answer. We have someone have the answer to our problem. It's not lacking in anything if it's the same mitzvah. Right? But still, I'm not totally satisfied with why that should work in the first place. So there's logically two possibilities over here, I think. I think there's logically two possibilities. I mean, I think I'm pretty sure they're both logical. I'm just not sure there aren't more possibilities. But what do you say? In other words, either you'll say that you're chayav on each mitzvah independently to give a bracha, right? Oh, so let's ask. We can even ask a simpler question. Who said matir? You said matir. You said matir. So let's ask a simpler question, right? We can ask an even simpler question. I'm eating food. So why don't I have to make a bracha on every bite that I'm about to eat? Okay, so that you'll say is not a good question. Why? Right, so you'll say it's all part of one meal. Right? The matir relates to the entire kviyas of the Suda. So I was matir the whole entity of Suda. Right, but here they're separate mitzvos. This is a little difficult. Here they're separate mitzvos. So in other words, if you're going to say that each mitzvah itself requires, like sort of from the tzad of the cheftza, right, from the tzad of the mitzvah itself requires like a bracha, that's very difficult, right? Because then you have to say somehow that you're making one bracha, and somehow you have two problems with that. One is easier to get away with than the other, I think. But you have two problems. One is you have to say that, in other words, it's sort of like if I had to sort of mark each mitzvah with a bracha, let's say. Let's say I look at it analogously like that. So then I have two problems. One problem is I'm only saying one thing, and somehow it's being used 100 times. Right? And the other thing is, why isn't it a hefsek? So hefsek, you say, is not a problem because doing the same thing is not a hefsek. But I don't know. I have my doubts about that idea that you'll say one dibur that's like mischalek to 100. Right? So it seems the other way, I mean, to me, the other way is more pleasing. That even the bracha on a mitzvah, like Levi is saying, is more on the asiyah, which you can have a kviyas of. I can say, I have to be mevorech on asiyas shchita, on the maisa of shchita, not on the kiyam of the mitzvah, but on the maisa of the shchita. And I can say that I'm koveya myself l'shchita. So, in terms of the gavra, in some sense, I could say just like by a meal, there's a kviyas of achila, I can say there's also a kviyas of shchita. And I only have to be mevorech on the beginning of my engaging in shchita. In other words, you don't say every time I do shchita and stop, it's like a whole new haschala when I get to the next shchita. There's an idea of being kovei yourself for an activity of shchita. And a bracha is only on the haschala of the maisa. So somehow I can, in some sense, through my das, just like when I eat, I don't say each bite is a new haschala sachila, then I need a new bracha on everyone. But I can say, in mitzvos too, I can be kovea myself. So then you'll have to say the Gemara in Sukkah was also learning that just like I can be kovea myself for the same mitzvah, I can be kovea myself for shchita, there's also a certain character of mitzvahs in general. And I can say, I'll make the bracha not on the particular maisa of each mitzvah, but on the general involvement in mitzvahs. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda didn't like it. He said, that's not right. A mitzvah shouldn't be in a generalized, a bracha shouldn't be in a generalized form of involvement. It should be on the kind of involvement. Not that it wouldn't work, it would work, because it is still, you can still generalize your activity into mitzvahs in general. And then you'll have a mat, it would be like saying a shahakol on bread. It works, right? It does work, but it's not proper, because the very idea of universalizing what you're doing takes away from the shevach of from the shevach. So therefore, it's not that it's not possible to say ala mitzvos, but it's not proper in the realm of shevach. You should try to be, it should be me'ein birchosov. Right, the question is it different than the original question of the dam, of having to stop? It is, because this is a ma'isa shchita, and I can be koveya myself for a ma'isa shchita, and I only am chayav a bracha on the tchila of my asiya. So if in my mind I have 100 ofos ahead of me, so then I'm koveya myself for shchitas ofos. That's the kviyas that I'm engaged in. So now I don't have to make a new bracha each time, even though they're separate mitzvos, but it's all one asiya. It's all, in terms of the individual, I'm not considered to be stopping and starting 100 times. I'm continuing in one mitzvah. I'm continuing in one inyan by repeating the same particular over and over again. Each particular is its own thing. Each one is its own mitzvah. But that's what kviyas means. Kviyas means I can sort of abstract from the particular maisa and say that the person is involved in an activity, right? That's a chiluk we make often. The action and the activity. The actions are always discrete. right? Each action is unto itself. And unless I lined up all the ophos in an assembly line and just ran down with a knife a long way across, it would always be a new ma'aser. But I can say I'm involved in shechita. Means to say, my focus is on this kind of a ma'aser, and that's sort of an identification of the act. I can group them all together, and then I'll say I'm not starting a new activity every time. So then the bracha goes on the beginning of the activity, like by achila. A meal is more than just 100 bites. It's a certain kvias of an activity. But in terms of the dam, I can't organize how the mitzvah should be chal. If there's a chiv of kisoy on each one, I have no choice but to do the kisoy. I can't say I'll heap up many, many. That's not my choice. I can, in the things that I have choices about, I can say I'm koveya myself for a lot of eating right now, a lot of shechita right now, a lot of mitzvahs right now. But if there's a chiv that's chal, I can't say, well, I'm just going to, paper over it and wait till the end. That's not my choice. Let's try to finish up the pshat. So now the Gemara says that there's no hefsek, right? There's no problem. There's no problem. Rashi didn't say what the problem would be. Just says there's no problem. Okay. So now the Gemara says, not so fast. Not so fast. What about the famous story of the Talmidim of Rav? Right? They were all sitting down eating. And they're eating a meal. And Rav Yaiba Saba said to them, let's bench. Right? Let's bench. So what does it mean, let's bench? So Rashi says, Hav Livrach. Mizog kos lebirkas amazon. That's important. He said specifically, let's get the kos yayin for the birkas amazon ready. Okay? Why am I saying that's important? Because he knew full well he's going to drink another kos. It's a kos of birkas amazon. Okay? And then, as often happens, he changed his mind. He said, no. We'll have one more course of the meal, and then we'll decide when one is finished the meal. So the servant was also a Talmud of Rav, apparently, right? Because he was Koyalayu, right? Rav Bruna and Rav Hanano were eating, and Rav Yaiba Saba was was serving them. Right, he was the shamash. So they said to him, "Get us the cup for benching. We're ready for the cup of benching. Check, please." And then they said, "No, we're going to drink a little more." So he said to them, "Too late." Didn't Rav say, "Kevin d'omer hav livrich itzar le lemishti chamra"? Didn't Rav say, once you say you want a bench, it's usher to eat. It's usher to drink. It's usher to drink. Rashi, that sounds very strong language. Usher to drink. So he says, no. Goli b'dayte de gomra sudosa. So once he says, let's bench, that's a revelation that he doesn't want that they're finished. V'usher lishtos achi yivarech lefonav. They allowed to drink more, they just have to make another bracha. Which is interesting. Right? Before the bench. They're allowed to drink more. They just have to make another bracha. Why do they have to make another bracha? She'ein mitzarefes l'suda rishona. Once they ended the first suda, they said, let's bench. Just saying that, right? It's not the benching. It's the concluding that we finished the meal. That meal is over. It's in the books. That's it. And now you want to drink? Okay, so that's a new thing. It's similar. It's a little different because that's you didn't want to bench yet, but this is worse. This is worse. But in terms of the bracha, I guess you're right. It's not part of the suda of the meal of the lechem. So anyway, so hachanami came in the tafale lekisoi ichayev le levracha, right? So here too, once he was involved in kisoi, right? Metapil means like to be involved in something. Once he's involved in the kisoi, hafsakahi milishchot. Right? That's a break from shchita. Just like saying we're going to bench is a break from the meal. And when you want to eat more, you have to make another bracha. So doing kisui is a break from the shchita. V'chi hoder shochet, and when he wants to shecht more, ichayev lebe bracha. He should have to make another bracha. So why did you say that Rebbe Yehuda would agree that he don't need to make another bracha from shchita to shchita, even though you did kisui in the middle? Why is that different than eating to eating with concluding the meal in the middle? Hochi hashdis is, what are you talking about? Hosom mishta ubruchi bahadi hadadi lo efshar. Now it gets a little bit, a little messy already. Over there, by the meal, you can't drink and bench. Can't. You can't drink and bench. So that's why it's a hefsek. But over here, after the shachet b'chada, machasti b'chada, over here he can do shchita and kisui together. It's a little harder than chewing gum and walking, but you can do it together. Rashi hilkach ki omar hav livrech. But there's the problem. The problem is, but they didn't bench. All they said is, let's bench. Right?
Why is that a new meal?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to tell me ending something is ending something, okay, that's one thing. But now you add in a new thing, that it's because you have to, you can't drink. You mean to tell me if you could drink while you're saying Birkas HaMazon, you wouldn't need another bracha after? What's that? It just sounds crazy. Like, that's the reason why benching? That's the reason why when you bench, you need another bracha rishona, because you couldn't talk underwater. That's the problem. Anyway, hilkach ki omar hav livrich nosnu daitam. Ah, Rashi's coming back to the das. Nosnu daitam lifsok mi lishtos. All right, so Rashi's right in there. He says what? How would you explain Rashi? That since you can't drink and bench, so when you say let's bench, Levi?
You're starting a new activity if you want
to. No, too fancy. You're saying, yeah, Mayor? You're saying in your head, good. I'm stopping drinking. Because I'm choosing something that makes drinking impossible. Right? Since I can't drink and bench together, so then I could do mathematically, you say drinking, you could say benching equals no drinking, equals stop drinking. So if a guy says, let's bench, we can just substitute, let's stop drinking. Right? For you math guys. Of all zeh, alpha pishio deyeshi chasadam rishon. But this guy, even though he knows he's got to do kisui on the first dam, lo isiach taito min hashchita. But kisui doesn't mean no shchita, right? As we've demonstrated clearly from this, the kol shata zman. I'm sorry, lo isiach taito min hashchita. He never took his mind off shchita. The kol shaita zman shchita lo. Every minute is still this man shchita to him. Afilu b'shas kisui, efshe d'shochet b'chada yodei u'machasi b'chada yodei. So therefore, there's no problem of what? There's no problem of the kisui being a hefsek, because the kisui can go on through the shchita. The only problem with Birkas HaMazon, as and as counterintuitive as it sounds, the only problem with Birkas HaMazon is that you can't eat while you're saying Birkas HaMazon. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem. But the point is like this. The point is like this. You have to realize the guy's holding a cup of wine, which he fully intends to drink after the Birkas HaMazon. So it's not like he has a new idea, I want to eat after Birkas HaMazon. Nobody would have a question if he didn't have this kos in mind. Problem is, he really has this kos in mind. He fully intends. He's holding a cup. Right? And he's going to drink it right after Birkas HaMazon. So he has in mind to drink another cup. So why is it different than the guy who has in mind to do another shechita after he finishes the kisui? That's what the Gemara is bothered by. Both of them have the same thing waiting for them right when they're done with what they're doing. How come one guy has to make a new bracha and one guy doesn't? So he says, no, because the shechita doesn't, the kisui doesn't require you to stop doing shechita, but the Birkas HaMazon does. So that's what the Rif tries to work out of here. So the Rif says, in our case too, since you make Kiddush and then you say Haggadah, and you can't say Haggadah while you're drinking more wine, so doing Haggadah is a hefsek between the first Shasiyah and the second Shasiyah. And then the second Shasiyah to the third Shasiyah is Pashut, because that's Birkas HaMazon. And the third to the fourth, you have to say Halal Gadol. You also can't say Halal while you're drinking wine. That's the Rif's argument. Now, what does the Gemara conclude? The Gemara concludes, whenever you have something that you can't do, something that you can't do the original activity, that when you have something that stops you from doing the original activity, that's a hefsek. Okay? That's his basic argument. We're going to take us a little time to get it together, but yeah, that's the basic argument, yeah. But the point is that all they said was, let's bench. So Rashi's showing you, it's always comes back, it seems, to like a measure of their of the Gilei Das, the measure of their Das. That if they said, let's do something that makes the drinking impossible, that's tantamount to a Das to break from drinking. Once they had that Das, and why is Das so important here? Das is everything here. Why is Das so important here? Because of what we said originally. The only thing that joins many different actions together is your Das to do them. Das is what makes the Kviyas. There's no such thing as a Kviyas besides for your Das. Right? So once you have Das not to do it anymore, then that's the end of your Kviyas. Question is, what kinds of Das, what kinds of things break your Kviyas? Well, it gets a little confusing. We'll have to see.
Why the Das thing?
Okay, that's a good question. Mayor's question, good question. I mean, if it's a Das thing, so why can't his Das be to drink after he benches? Yep, those are the things we have to explore. Okay, so what we'll try is think about these cases. Make sure you get these cases clear. And then we'll start on the Balamor tomorrow, okay? We're not going to do every single line of here. You get his main points, you'll see. We're not going to take up the Bracha Chorona issue either right now. Don't worry about his Kiddush case. I don't want to take up the Kiddush case, okay? Because I don't have an answer for that one now. It's too complicated to go into that. So just forget about the Kiddush case.